The minimum age amendment is going to be worse than we thought because it's going to spread to other services other than our social media. So our browsers and our search engines, our gaming, and even our app stores. Now, I'm going to tell you how to get around these things and on which days they're going to come into effect. Now, on the 10th of December is our social media, which includes things like X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and even YouTube. So when we open up the app, we're going to see a pop-up and it's going to ask us to accept or reject. Now, I would advise not to do either, but just swipe away the app and then go on to the alternate app, which we're going to need, which is things like Telegram, Signal, and there's even one called Jammy. Jammy doesn't even need a SIM card or a phone number to activate it, unlike Signal and WhatsApp. So I would suggest if you're a content creator to start pulling your audiences into things like Telegram and get onto groups there so we can get onto those channels now before we get locked down. If you're into YouTube, then we're going to have to move to things like Rumble and get our services there. So on the 27th of December, we have our search engines and our browsers. Now we're going to need these now before we get locked down. So our browsers, because they have data centers in Australia, they're subject to the laws of Australia. So anything that's in the Chrome franchise, in the Google franchise or the Apple franchise is going to get a little bit locked up because they do have data centers here. So what we need is an app that doesn't have its data centers here and is also secure. And one of the browsers is called Brave. So it's a great browser, very friendly, easy to get around. Now, the problem is that we're going to have to pull all our passwords, the autofill from our old browsers, and we're going to have to start all over again, which is, you can't export them. It's going to be pretty annoying. So we're going to have to start again, and that's just part of the resistance. We're going to have to step it up a little bit. It's not going to be easy or it's not going to be comfortable. And for search engines, instead of ChatGPT, I would recommend Perplexity. Perplexity is quite intricate on the way that it does its research and its background checks, and it's not floppy and flimsy like ChatGPT, and it's more accurate. So next up, after that, is next year on the 9th of March, 2026, is coming for app stores and gaming. So this is the one, if we're going to get locked out of the Google franchise, then we're going to need other apps. And then how do we get apps if we're not able to get into the Play Store? So there is an alternate app store, which is called Aurora Store. However, we're not able to get Aurora Store. We're not able to download it through the Play Store. We have to get it from their website. However, we're not able to get it off their website through Chrome. So we're going to have to use Brave in order to go onto Aurora Store and download that app store. Now, once you get that into your device, you can get whatever apps you want. It's great. Now, if you've got an Apple device, I'm sorry to say that you're probably going to have to get an Android device because there's no way around it because Apple's all locked up with each other and it knows. So we're going to have to get away from that. Now, with gaming, and it's got the gaming on the App Store, but it also, this is also for Xbox and PlayStation and other Discord servers. Now, they are coming for that as well. So if you're able to chat on those games or if they're over 18, then you're going to have to prove your age. And if you don't want to do that, then you're going to get locked out. Now, this is an issue. If your son or daughter is using Minecraft or playing on Roblox or any other sort of Discord server, I will get them off it straight away. Because it's a good chance if you have a daughter that she's seen some sort of sexual material on there. And if you have a son, it's pretty good chance that he's seen something horrible on there. So I will confiscate their device, look through their browser history, and you'd be surprised. So, and if you're addicted to Xbox or PlayStation, this is a good time for you to get off that and do something meaningful with your life. Now, There also is in there your Maps and your Gmail. Now, if they're coming for Gmail, then you can use another field of separation between you and the Gmail interface. So instead of going straight to Gmail, you can use something called Proton or K9 Mail, and then push your email service through there. All you have to do is get the app and then follow the prompts. And if they do end up locking you out of Gmail, then you're just gonna have to get a different email address and use that instead through K9 Mail, which is fantastic service. Now, next up is the Safe Scam Act, which is on banking. Now, there's no way around it. No way around it. So you may have opened up your bank app and seen that you've got to accept or reject. Once again, I would advise not to do either of them, but just swipe away the app. You can't actually get onto it with your browser either. So I would say just use telephone banking. But if you're going to need to use the app, then you're going to have to comply with that. Now, what that does is profile and track you, sees how you spend money, and see how you interact on the app. And if they do see anything fraudulent or suspicious, then they are required to let the government know. So the link has begun between government and banking, and there's no even if you go to a credit union, the same rules apply, so there's no way to get around it. Now, you can reduce your digital footprint within banking services. So you might get cash out, use your card less, use a number of different banks so they're not able to profile you as much. Now, to be on the right side of history, it's getting more and more inconvenient, but that's what we're going to have to do. To be on the wrong side of history, it's so easy. It's so easy to just press accept. You don't have to book a doctor's appointment. You don't have to get swabbed. You don't have to take days off work. You don't have to do anything. All you got to do is press that button. And it's going to be so easy for so many people. So it's what it's doing is pushing us that don't want this system into darkest places of the internet, exactly the places that they wanted to protect us from. So it's a bit of an issue. However, even if 5% of us boycott these services, they're going to lose a lot of money. That's hundreds and hundreds of millions of people boycotting their services, and they're going to feel it. So I suspect that the same thing's going to happen with 5 years ago, as they're going to try to get everyone on board, but they can't get everyone on board. And because they can't get everyone on board, then the whole thing collapses. So that's what we're going to have to do here. Everyone, they're going to have to wait for them to collapse. And then when it collapses, then you'll be able to get in, and the thing will be pulled down, retracted. Now, even though it's already got some resistance in the courts, don't think that they're going to retract these bills, these enactments, these acts, before that date. I would say be prepared and get all your apps and services now, which don't have their data centers in Australia, so you're prepared and you're not locked out, and you don't have to press the accept button. All right, guys, thanks very much. Thank you.